In today's gospel, Jesus is going around doing what he normally does, you know, curing people, lame people walking, blind people seeing, raising the dead. And people start to see that, and he claims things. He claims things that only God can claim. And so people know that, like, okay, Jesus is, well, he's claiming to be God. Well, in the gospel then, we see that his own family comes, and they think he is out of his mind. He's a lunatic. He's crazy. We know this Jesus. I mean, he's the son of Mary and Joseph. What the heck? He's not God. And, I mean, he's clearly gone out of his mind. And that's what Mark tells us in the gospel. His relatives and friends come and they say, quote, he is out of his mind. End quote. Well, that is, of course, one option. Jesus could be out of his mind. He's crazy, thinking he's God. Other option could be that maybe he's not crazy. Maybe he's just really super smart and he's trying to deceive everybody. He's got something that he wants to do to bring everyone into his kind of web of deceit. He wants people to think he's God, because then he'll be powerful. People will follow him, and he'll get more of what the world wants. He could just be a really great liar. So those are two options. But if Jesus isn't crazy, and he's not a liar, well, then there really is only one other option. Maybe he is who he says he is. C.S. Lewis, the great Christian author, summed those three options up this way. He said, either Jesus is a lunatic, like his family seems to think, or he is a liar, or he is Lord. There's really only those three options, lunatic, liar, or Lord. The problem today is that we tend to want to soften that proposition a little bit. We don't want to commit. Because if Jesus is who he says he is, if he is really Lord, if he is God, well then we've got to give everything to him. Nothing in this life could possibly be compared to life with God. So, yeah, I should be able to willingly do what Jesus says. I should leave everything to follow him. I should prefer nothing to Jesus. I should bow down and worship Jesus because he is God. Well, modern people tend not to want to do that. We want to do it our way. But we're not quite willing to say that Jesus isn't God. So he can be God, but kind of a nice, friendly, soft, squishy sort of God. The kind of God that lets me alone and maybe gives me nice things if I want it every now and then in life, but doesn't really ask too much of me. That's the whole spiritual but not religious thing we hear these days. Yeah, I'm spiritual. I kind of believe there's God, and Jesus is probably a good guy who's sort of God, but don't let it get in my way too much. Don't cramp my style. Don't go putting your value trip on me. Well, the problem with that is that it just wasn't an option for people who actually knew Jesus. People who were actually there could not take that option. His own family said, well, he's crazy. They took the lunatic option. The Romans and other people in power and the Jewish leaders, they said, well, he's a liar. He's a charlatan. He's trying to deceive the people. And then there were those, a small group, who said, no, he's the Lord. What about us? Do we recognize the incredible, radical demand of this claim of Jesus? Today, you want to hear people say that, well, Jesus was a good guy. He was a great teacher. Boy, he was a great moral leader. He told us to love everybody. That's really nice. That's great. We like Jesus. He's kind of squishy and cuddly and huggable. Well, it just wasn't an option for people who knew Jesus. It's really not an option for us today. We could only say that because we're 2,000 years past it and can make up some fake Jesus who never existed. The real Jesus made demands. Not just demands of the moral life, but more importantly, demands about who he was. He comes to the apostles and he says, who do people say that I am? Well, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah. Only Peter gets it right. Lord, you are the Christ, the Messiah. And so when Jesus says other crazy things like, eat my flesh, drink my blood, well, there's no option, as people do today, to say, well, Jesus probably meant that spiritually. No, the people who heard Jesus decided he's crazy or he's lying, and so we have to leave. When Jesus said, eat my flesh, drink my blood, everyone left, except Peter and the apostles, who said, Lord, to whom shall we go? They trusted Jesus. Do you trust Jesus? The real Jesus. Or do you try to soften it so you don't really have to make that choice and you can just live the way you want and put Jesus in a nice little corner? Today, let's realize the full import of what Jesus claimed. He claimed to be God, and he backed it up by rising from the dead. If that's true, he's not a lunatic. He's definitely not a liar. He's Lord. And if that's true, and you say you believe that, well, you better start living that way, because the Lord is coming back. And then there's going to be no soft, squishy doubt about who he is. What does your life say? Lunatic, liar, or Lord? Do we know by your actions? Go live that way today, and God bless you.